Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. We are collecting all of the calls that are coming in here, and we're going to be bringing you guys on in a minute. Artie Hoffman, Sky Siegel joining me here today, Angels and Answers. We're talking about faith, and we're talking about knowing. I made a comment before the break, and Benny is busy getting our callers on. I made a comment before the break, and I just wanted to go back to it. Which was, you know, I've looked at my life, and I don't necessarily believe in mistakes, right? But when I look back on things turning out in the way that I had envisioned them, or even better, see, you know, when I think God takes over my life, things are way better than I could plan. I can point to times where, how many times have we said this, guys? Oh, my gosh, I knew that. I knew that. I knew that. And we just think, oh, I knew that. I knew that answer, or I knew that. And people turn around and you see and look at you like, you knew that? And then you went ahead and did this other thing? Right. I mean, that isn't that what we're talking about, Artie? It would be like, oh, Artie, you knew that, yeah. But you didn't really invite Sky on the show, right?
Yeah, you want to know something? You know, when people are saying, but I'm afraid to make a mistake, and that's the biggest mistake that people do make, is that they're so afraid of making a move or making a mistake. It's about having faith and blind faith. Now, when you move in a particular direction to do something because you know what it's best or you feel what's best, but even if you do screw up by moving in a particular direction, it's okay because you're learning something in that moment. And if it turns out that your choice happens to be a wrong move, it's not really overall a bad move. It's a bad move in the moment. But at least you know for the rest of your life not to do that again. So not to take a chance at all is probably the worst thing that you could do. At least taking a chance in something is better than not doing nothing at all.
And you know something? I believe that there is no wrong move, and I'll tell you why. Because during the course of our lives, like Dr. Pat said, God gives us free will. However, even though we do have free will, he expects us to screw up because we do have that free will. So those screw-ups are really not. Those are actually, he's putting us in free will so that we could make those mistakes intentionally because those are lessons to be learned. Those are lessons to be learned, and that will help us develop as people. Because what I saw myself doing 10 years ago, and as I look back now, everything I did 10 years ago brought me to the point where I am at this very second. So even though at that point I thought, oh, this was a mistake and that was a mistake, it wasn't. It actually made me the person I am today. And I'm thankful for those mistakes. And I'm thankful for the guidance that God gave me and the ability for him to trust in me to have free will, you know, mm-hmm. because I did make those mistakes and I did come out okay. And I'm still making the mistakes.
You want to know something? A lot of people, when they start to reevaluate their life and say, God, why did I do this and why did I do that? And a lot of times it has to do with relationships also. God, if I only did this, why did I stay so long? Yeah. But a lot of times if you try to look back at all the good things that you got out of it, a lot of times it could be because of the kids you brought in the world. It could be because it made you a stronger person. Or this person led you into other people that had it not been for this who was ever on, that you never would have met these other people. So if you could try to look at the good that came out of the bad, you could understand why you're going through these circumstances. Because for no one, I don't care who you are, you could be Jesus, Mandela, Moses, whoever you are, you're not going to have a smooth ride in this lifetime. It's not happening.
No.
All right. So, well, look it. We got some people waiting to chat with you. I think we need to go to the phone. Let's go ahead and do it. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Sure, we'll start things off. We'll take Christy calling in from Bothell.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Ari. I just wanted to call because I listened to your program on Friday, and it was about a month ago. I called in, but somehow when you came to me, the phone line was disconnected. But my birthday is December 21st, and I remember you talking about your mom.
Oh,
and
wow, yeah.
I had a really hard Mother's Day this last week. I just was really tearful and sad for a couple of days because I miss my mom terribly. And I'm a mother, and I have kids, but, you know, it hurts.
Yeah, we just had an unveiling. You know, I'm raised Jewish, a Jewish conservative home, and my mom's unveiling was just this, you know, last Sunday. And, you know, while I was, you know, I broke down in tears when I was talking about my mom. And it was very heartfelt, and I was just so feeling so lucky to have her in my life. And what such a wonderful, wonderful person she was. And while I was speaking, in my eyes, mind, I saw her standing there with her parents and her brother and her sister and her friends. And I saw all these group of people in my eyes, mind, standing around her gravesite while my brothers and I and other family members and the rabbi was, you know, he was saying his blessings. And it was like a bittersweet thing, you know, sad because you miss them, but happy because I know that she's with all the her other family members she hasn't seen in a really long time, and her fam and her other friends too. So my love and my heart goes out to you. Mm-hmm. As far as
yes,
with your mom,
me too. And your mom is sending you love, and believe me, she's with you all the time. She seems to be stepping forward right now for you, and I feel as though you did have a very close relationship. Were you with her at the end?
I was with her at the end, but I wasn't in the hospital. I had just visited her the night before.
Was she not able to communicate with
my screaming
six-month-old
baby, her first grandchild? And she died the next morning. It was unexpected, but...
Actually, Sky?
Yes.
Hi. Actually, you know, everything that you described is actually with me.
What?
But yet, it's very... You know, what you're telling her is exactly what's happened with me. As far as me being there with my mom, and you know all the words that you said and the emotions just had to do exactly with what I was going through with my mom.
Well, she is stepping forward.
Let me ask Christy a question, you guys. Christy, how can we help you today? Let's talk a little bit about you for a minute. What would you like help with today from Sky and Artie?
Yeah, what the angels are saying to me or guiding me.
The angels are always guarding you. Absolutely. Do you believe in your angels?
What would they like to tell me so I don't throw my hands up in the air?
You want to know something? First thing that I'm getting is that I'm getting a little concerned with your eye. I don't know if it's a cataract but there's something going on with one of your eyes that needs to be addressed to.
Okay, I just had an eye exam Saturday, and they said my eyes were really good and my eyesight improved. Okay.
Was this something maybe I was picking up with your mother then, because I keep seeing something with the left eye. I keep hearing something with the left eye. I'm not sure.
Maybe my mom wore glasses too. I don't know. I don't know if she had a cataract. She died pretty young at 50, so that's pretty young. So I don't think she even developed a cataract. Keep an eye out for my eye.
Now I understand.
I got it. That was pretty cute. I'll keep an eye out.
Christy, can I ask you a question? How old were you when your mom passed?
I was only
27, 28. Because I know I'm feeling your mom is with me right now, and she is telling me that she heard what you said. Did you have a conversation with her? And she keeps repeating this to me, and I know it's for you. She says that you keep talking to her, or you had a conversation with her, and she heard you, and you thought she didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Does that make any sense
before
to you?
She passed or after she passed?
After she passed.
Okay. I'm always talking to her, and I'm looking for signs.
What is it with roses? I'm seeing two things. I'm seeing something. I'm hearing something with rosebud. Something with roses or rosebud.
I have a lot of rhododendron bushes in my garden, and I have these little cherubs and angels sculptures in my garden.
Do you ever see white butterflies?
I do see white butterflies.
That's your mom.
That's because my mom. Every time I see a little white butterfly, that's my mom.
Every time you see a white butterfly, your mom's spirit is with you at that particular moment. Okay. So that's her way of validating to you that she always is with you, and she's with you as much as she can be. And whenever you do see that little white butterfly, that's her spirit saying, hi, I'm here. Talk to me.
Okay.
And you can talk to her anytime and as much as you want during the day because she hears you.
Okay.
She hears you.
What is it? What is it with the person? What is it with the person with the 60s and 70s? I keep on seeing like the dress look or loving the time of the 1970s, like dressed up in all that hippie stuff.
I am wearing a long denim skirt with my sandals, my Birkenstocks, and then you know just like a shirt I got in Hawaii with a flower on it. It looks like I'm a flower child or something.
You're wearing that now.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, put it this way. All right, for Sky and I to do what we do, the messages are brought to us, and the person who brought this to me was your mother. So she's so like Sky was telling you before, your mother's right there with you, and your mother was showing me this, and she thinks you look adorable the way you look right now. She loves the look that you have right now.
Okay, Christy, did you just go to a party recently, like within the last month or so?
Well, let me ask a question. Did you go to a party in the last month?
A party in the last month. We just had a barbecue.
It could be a party or an event or something like that.
Yeah, no, like it's like a family event or some kind of a gathering with the
family. We just had a family event,
party.
A barbecue for Mother's Day just last
Sunday.
That's it.
But she wants you to know she was there, and she was there with you at that time.
Nice, because I was thinking of her and I was just practically crying at dinner.
Oh, cool. Hey, let's do this. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and then we're going to go back to the phone. Christy, thank you for joining us today on the show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go right to the phones. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, Angels and Answers, Artie Hoffman, and Sky Siegel. We'll be right back.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Whoa, guys, we have got an amazing new website coming out. We're adding two additional channels to Transformation Talk Radio. Lots of exciting things. Brand new widgets for our hosts, people like Artie and Sky. Just a whole new design that you guys have asked for and that we are bringing to the forefront. Lots of really cool things for all of you to participate, call into the show, and do much more. Artie Hoffman joining me here today. You can go to artiehoffman.com. Artie and Sky are on every Friday, and you'll be able to find out a whole lot if you go to transformationtalkradio.com. Just search for Artie, and his name will come up, and boom, there you go. Bam, you're in. Right now, what we want to do is go to the phones. Mr. Benny, who do we have hanging on there?
Yep, let's bring on Christine, and she is calling in from Seattle. So, Christine, welcome to the show.
Hey, Christine.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, how can we help you today?
Well, I'm having some money issues, and I was hoping that Artie and Sky could help me out today and give me some information or direction.
Money issues. Can you help Christine out? Who wants to take that?
Christine.
Go ahead, Sky. You could start.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sky.
I'm seeing you floundering around, actually, nothing decisive on which path you want to take as far as career goes. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So Sky was saying that she sees you floundering around a little bit about your career. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So you're floundering about your career? Okay.
I know that you know which is the right path for you, because I'm hearing from Spirit. She knows. So what is your gut feeling? Because your gut feeling is the right way to go, okay? Because they are telling me she knows. So are you having issues with making a choice and you're not sure you should go one way because it's better this way, but in another aspect, may not be as much money, but it's a better position?
Yeah, I'm having an issue with that because I don't see anything else opened up. I just see this other thing closing down.
See, okay. But I'm also picking up that there's a part of you that's almost afraid to go out there again and having to interview and having to prove yourself and going through all that whole process. And it's like kind of stopping you rather than being, you're not being more bold about going out and going after what is. You don't have to grab your career right now, right from the get-go. You're allowed to get at least just a job for now that will, so at least you could feel good about yourself at doing something and then, you know, at the same time go looking for what it is else that you want. But at least just to get a job for now would be really good. Even a temp job would be good. So at least your mind is being proactive and will get you out there. But I feel like it's just the fear of or the aggravation of having to go out there all over again and to interview and to go through that. I think just the thought of that, it's like going to the gym. Just the thought of going to the gym is stopping you. Once you start doing it, you'll be fine. But the thought of going through that process, it's like kind of stopping you.
Yes, I am. I'm really just not into being evaluated again.
Right, and that's exactly what I was saying. Right. You want to know something? I'm going to give you a small piece of advice, and this is to the rest of the world, too, who's listening. When you go in for an interview, don't look like you're being evaluated. Go in like you're meeting your best friend, literally. Go in there and treat them like you've known this person forever and you're going for a social event. Because if you're trying to impress somebody, that means you're trying too hard. You can tell when someone's trying to impress you and then you're just being your natural self. I feel like if you just go in there just being your natural self, I think you're going to be fine. And make it more of an enjoyable event rather than, oh, no, what do they think about me? Or do I look okay? Or did I say the right thing? I think you're judging yourself too hard, and that's one of the issues also. But like I
said,
if you started
off... the thing you see that I'm doing now, do you see that shutting down?
Yes, you are shutting down. And
I feel the same.
You're making a lot of excuses. You're floundering around. You know you should be doing something, and you're not doing it. But you know what you should be doing. And that's the funny part, because I'm getting from Spirit, she knows. She knows. So I would trust my instinct, because you do have a lot of intuition, and you do have a lot of instinct. I feel that you're not going to be out there for too long, that you're going to get a job, but you got to put your heart and soul into it. And like Artie said, don't go like you're going to be like a science project that you're going to be evaluated. Go there and show them the wonderful person you are, because you are a wonderful person and you have a lot offer. And keep that
just
in mind.
Comfortable. Yeah, just be comfortable with who you are and allow them to see the beauty that you see within yourself or how you feel about yourself. No one knows you better than you know yourself. So when you go in there, you just go there knowing that you know what you're talking about, you know what you're, you know what you're about, and allow yourself just to, like I said, make it more of like a social thing within your mind and not like you're being ridiculed. And just, be easy. But, you know, it's the same thing with anything. Even with people who go out on dates, people try so hard. If you're trying too hard to impress the other person, then you're losing. You got to stop trying to impress the other person. Just be who you are.
Yes, and you know what I'm hearing? Call on Angel Gabriel. Call on Angel Gabriel because he will help you. And that is something I just got it, like, instantly. Like, I saw Gabriel right in front of me, and he's putting his hand out to you. So call on Angel Gabriel, and he will get you through what you feel is going to be the most difficult interview of your life. Okay?
Hey, guys, we're running out of time right here. And I want to thank you both for joining me on the show today. Christine, I got one thing to say to you. Just because something is closing down, don't make a big story about what that means to your life.
Okay.
Thank you both for joining. Yeah, don't make a story about the closing down. See, I think the thing you got is this story about the closing down. That is going to shut off your abundance faster than you can shake a stick at it. That's the story that you've got to change right out of the gate, man. You got to be all about, oh, my gosh, we're not closing anything down. We're opening up a world of possibilities I didn't even know about, okay? You got to start there. Artie, Sky, thank you guys for joining me. Everybody, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.